The government needs to commit itself to a coherent combined housing and homelessness strategy, linking the building of homes and the conquering of homelessness together with sustainable funding for local authorities to put in those preventative programs that are so important in place. And it has to have a commitment that goes beyond the 2020 deadline, which is the bit that covers current council funding. And that's always really difficult for governments to do.
The report is also seems to be quite critical of the current welfare system, particularly universal credit. Is that one of the things that was raised quite regularly as you were doing this investigation?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. So universal credit, the basic principle of it, I don't think anybody disagrees with, which is that you should be always better in work than out of work. I think the issue is, and this was pointed out to government, hugely before the introduction of universal credit, which is the role in of housing benefit into this credit, which was the one part of the benefit system that sat with local authorities. And there's a reason why it sat with local authorities, and that was that the government had given it to local authorities because it was too complicated for the government to deal with. They gave it to local authorities. They then decided to roll into universal credit, and it has had an enormous effect because those housing costs, the bit that's covered by a housing benefit, is now part of a single payment. And of course, if somebody gets behind on their rent or anything like that, then, you know, the opportunity for us to intervene has gone because we're no longer part of that benefits process. But also for people who are potentially weekly paid at the moment, you know, on all of those sorts, this comes as a lump sum of money monthly. So for budgeting purposes, it makes it a lot harder for people that are on lower pay to make those budgeting decisions, because actually it's all rolled up into one single payment. So, you know, those were said right at the beginning, and it's come to pass that has become a significant issue with the rollout of universal credit.
And these people who are struggling, they're not necessarily the people that we see sleeping in shop doorways on the high streets around Kent, but very often could be things like sofa surfing or in B&Bs and things like that. So it really is quite a hidden problem. Is that what you found during the time of putting this report together?
Look, one of the reasons for doing this commission and having the commission was to highlight the fact that although the government and successive governments have focused on street homelessness, actually that is a very, very, very small part of the overall homelessness picture in this country. Because once you start to include people that are in unsatisfactory temporary accommodation, if you include those people who are, like you say, sofa surfing or of no, you know, fixed home, you know, going from a short-term tenancy to another short-term tenancy to another short-term tenancy, they may not be on the street, but they are, you know, they do not have a permanent home or place that they can call home. And actually, you know, that is the massive hidden crisis in housing in this country.